Greetings, fellow Naked American listeners. I'm Julian Fleischer. Welcome to another of the Naked American Songbook Extras. Keep your feed updated so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming shows. If you heard our Disney Extra, you know that Darren Criss, star of Glee and more, is a huge fan of Stephen Schwartz. And if you didn't hear our Disney Podcast Extra, well, download it now. Okay, thanks. Now, enjoy this bit of Darren Criss telling me how composer and lyricist Stephen Schwartz brought him closer to Shirley MacLaine.
Give me a Stephen Schwartz song that you love, love, love.
Stephen Schwartz?
Yeah.
God.
Don't be shy. Really, you can say Godspell.
No, but I didn't really get into him until later in life, so I'd have to think about this. What's a Stephen Schwartz song that I love?
Or James Taylor. Something from Pippin. How about The Wiz?
No, what's a Schwartz song? I mean,
You know the grandmother's song from Pippin, It's Time to Start Living?
Yeah, of course. I sang that on Glee. So I sang It's Time to Start Living with Shirley Effin Klein on Glee. It was so rad. It was such a wild experience. I have so many stories about that.
And that song is, for me, like one of his masterpieces.
Yeah, it's a great tune. And talk about, like, yeah, wordy
because
kind
of... Because it's funny, it's smart, it's sexy.
It's touching.
It moves the plot forward, and it's a sing-along.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, everybody! Oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from this world we're given. Time to take time, the spring will turn to fall.
And good work earn you laurels. But what can make you feel more obsolete than being noted for your morals? Give me a man who is handsome and strong. Someone who's stalwart and steady.
Yeah.
Wow, you're singing high.
Give me a night that's romantic and long.
Then give me a month to get ready.
Ha 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 ha.
I haven't listened to this since we did it. I sang so many songs for that show. We recorded over 800 songs for that show.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. Probably more. Because As I said, over 800. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of work you guys must have done is really staggering.
Well, like, what's
more
really...
than most people do on a TV show.
Oh, definitely. Anything after that show is a piece of cake. It's like going to the gym. Like, I am a vocalist now. Like, I wasn't a singer. You know, definitely am now.
Some of those verse lyrics are very clever. Like,
yeah,
like double interior rhymes that curlicue around each other.
Crazy.
And still make sense logically.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time with Shirley during these couple weeks that we were together, and I'm playing the piano during this, and it was so fun to just like bust out a tune, and like she would just like sing it. She's all about being Shirley MacLaine.
Really?
She'll just start singing if you could see me now. It's the coolest thing. Talk about the old guard. Like she's the last member of like the Rat Pack, like hanging out. Like she's got some cool stories, man.
I bet she does. It's funny. I don't think of her as the Rat Pack, but you're right.
Yeah, she was the. I mean, she was like the little sister.
She did hang with them. Yeah.
You know, she like has all the dirt on all of them. Did whatever the hell they did, and she's the living.
Did she lay any of that on you?
Of course. I asked. I pulled it out of her. I didn't have to pull it, but it was like the first thing I asked. I was like, "Tell me everything. Tell me everything you can about everything."
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those stumble bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer first rate chums I attract. All I can say is wow, look at where I am tonight. I landed pow right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
She would say she couldn't tell me the ends of certain stories because some of the mob guys involved were still alive.
Nice.
But I had no love affairs with them. No. They weren't my type. Maybe Dean. He was funny. Frank wasn't funny, and he was too skinny. And I liked him a lot, and he was so talented, and he was, I mean,
That's a cool enough story. The fact that I didn't get to know the details.
She was protecting you.
Yeah.
She was looking out for me. Capped.
Yeah.
That's it for now. Please don't be a stranger. Our show page is nakedamericansongbook.org. You can subscribe to us on Stitcher or wherever you park your podcasts. You can find the Naked American Songbook on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Whatever you do, let me know what you think. I need to know. Go ahead and do it now. We'll wait. The Naked American Songbook is a production of the Jonathan Channel, WNYC and WQXR in New York City. I am Julian Fleischer. I'm happy and proud to be your host. Thanks for listening. Keep it naked.
Great jazz player. Mel was a sick drummer, which is why he was so good at jazz and why all the scatting was just out of control. Because you're like, oh my God, this guy's a total jazz cat. Which is funny when people know the records, and I go, no, but you don't understand. Like, and then there's Sammy, who's just a freak of nature, who can literally do anything.
My God, you are singing my song.
Yeah, trust me.
You can host my show, because you are giving my speeches.
I'm soaking what you're spilling, man. I'm giving it right back.
Can someone write that down so I don't forget to use it? I'm soaking what you're spilling.
Yep.
That's going to be my other ringtone after the Ari Shapiro one.
Okay.
Do you paint your nails?
No, I don't. But I'm about to, though, for Hedwig.
I'm about to,
yeah. I should. I'm into it. I'm into the...
For a minute, I thought your nails look painted.
I think... Is there a compliment in there? Thank you.
They're just really, really, like, super...
Green tea, homie.
You look like... They're like hand model nails. Like, look at mine. I chew mine to the bone. Like,
well,
I have, like...
Well, look, you know, it's good to know that I have... I can't get a job, but I got a haircut,
some of those
so.
People make a lot of money.
If you know a guy,
I'm telling you, I know a lot of guys.
Let me know.